when the animal's dead already. It applies both to Kabonis, animals that have a Ruachayim, and also to Menachis. The Mincha also has a Mitzvah Tznufa that has no Ruachayim. The Mincha Saimer has a Mincha Tznufa to it. Ma'ashenkin b'smicha. Ma'ashenkin, the Mitzvah Smicha does not apply to Menachis. It only applies to animals. And the Wadim, what Smicha does not apply to a Korban Tziva. So guess that these are chumras of tenufa, the smicha, the tenufa applies both by korban yochid and by korban atziva. Who adin liyacha shchiti could have a tenufa, and who adin by menachis also. Mashenkin smicha did not have by menachis, it did not have liyacha shchita, and you did not have it by a korban atziva. Here, now we're holding that tzadik dalad. The Gemara says, turn around like this. Korbonoi, the pasuk says. So we darshin le rabbis kobale korban l'smicha. That anybody that has an ownership, has a shutfis in the korban, that you receive some kapara from this korban, you have to make your own smicha. Because otherwise, shiyachal, I would have thought to say, for loidinu, it's a svara. Oma tenufa shenisrapsa b'shutin. Nismato b'chuborin madich tenufa. That has a ribui b'shutin, even after the animal is mate. You have to make a tenu for the chazav b'sheik. Still, there's a locha that you do not buy a chabur or shutfis. It's enough for one to make the tenu for everybody. You do not need a separate tenu for by all the shutfim. If so, smicha by the mitzvah of smicha, shleim nisrapsa b'shutin. There's no mitzvah shchuta and there's no mitzvah smicha after the animal is mate, only when the animal is alive. If so, ein odin, isn't it a svar to say shetismayt b'chuborin? In the case we have shutfus in the korban, you should not have to have everybody make a smicha. Should be enough just for one to make a smicha of everybody. Or this Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, korbanoi, l'rabbis kol l'bali korban l'smicha. That anybody that has a shutfus in this korban that receives some kapara from this korban, he has to have a smicha. From where it's if the kashir, so, fitis rabba tenufa v'chuborin. So now I should also say that if you have a korban with shutfus, so everybody should have to make their own tenufa all the bailim. And really should be mekal v'chaymef, mekal v'chaymef smicha. Well, ma smicha, madach by the mitzvah of smicha. Shlei nisrapsa b'shchutin, there's no mitzvah smicha. After the animal is maced by a shchuta, nisrapsa b'chuborot, still we say every shutif has to make his own smicha. If so, tenufa, the mitzvah of tenufa, she nisrapsa b'shchutin, is a ribu to say b'tenufa, that everybody... that even after Shchita still there's a mitzvah tznufa to lift up the chazav b'sheik. If so, Eidadin isn't it a svar to say shenisrapsa b'chiborin, that there should be a ribu b'chiborin, that everybody, all the shutfim should have to make their own tznufa, not just one for everybody. So Moritz says no, the reason why we don't say this is mishum d'lo yefshar, it's not possible. It's not possible to say that a korban of shutfis, everybody should have to make their own tznufa. Because how should we do it? Alright, it turned over. We'll continue on the other side. You're holding that Sadek Dalar and Aleph. Again, the question was, how should we make it that everybody should make it a Tenufa? Let's say there are four shutfim to the Korban. So if we're going to tell all four to make the Tenufa together, Linfukula Bahadi Adodi, Gemara says, if all the shutfim should make a tenufa together, krevi chatzitza, there's a chatzitza. But the loch is the yad of the bailim has to touch in the korban itself. So you have a few of them, each one putting his hands one under another, they're not going to be touching the korban. So it's not going to be called a chatzitza. It's not called a good tenufa. Elamai, the other answer is linuf, for the head of linuf, let them make a tenufa once, and then they'll make another tenufa, a second one. Smor says, no, tenufa merachmona, v'loi tenufa is usmicha. The pasuk says to make a tenufa, and v'loi tenufa is not to make a few of them. He has to make only one tenufa, v'loi tenufa is. The Rashi says, mashenkin by smicha, does not say the smicha, just says the somach, so the attack, if you could have a few smichas, all the bailam, all the shutfim, have to make their own smicha. Mashenkin by tenufa, there's only one tenufa. Therefore, that's the locho. One of them does it for everybody. Now the Gemara's question, is it true what he's saying? Well, smicha b'shchutin, let's say there's no mitzvah smicha by shchutin, yet the shchitom. I have a tenant, learn like this, learn the Gemara in Mishnah, the Gemara in Talmud that says, bizman shekoyen godel roi telahakter, the koyen godel wants to be makter by the korban atomid every day. So, hoyo oilu abakevis, if you go up the kevis, v'estagan bimina, the skala bimina's right hand, on his right side. They gil a machtas hakevis, when they walked up, halfway up the plank for the mizbeach, is ochas gan biminoi, the skala will hold on to his right, for haleu and bring him up. He like led him up, he helped them go up. Now, v'hoishet loy harishim, there were like 9 kahanim, or 11 kahanim used to work with the korban atomid. So now the first kohen used to hold the hoshet loy harishon, harosh v'regel. He would hand over to the kohen gadol the head of the korban and the feet of the korban. So mechalei, the kohen gadol will make a smicha, put his hands on top of them, v'rezorkin, and then he would throw on top of them his beach. Then hoshet hashen l'rishon. Then the second kohen that was working with the korban atomid would hand over to the first kohen shtei yadayim, the two hands, and then this kohen noisner l'kohen gadol, he would give it over to the kohen gadol. Then the Kohen Gadol will make a smicha on them, v'zorkin, and throw it on the mizbeach. Then nishmat hasheni, the second will go away, v'holach loy, v'kach hoyu moshitin loy shar kol evorim. That's the way it said, they used to hand the rest of the evorim of the korban to the Kohen Gadol. And tzemech alein, everyone separately, the Kohen Gadol will make a smicha on it, v'zorkin, and then he will throw it on the mizbeach. V'zman shiroitze, hu tzemech, v'yacherim zorkin, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he would just make a smicha, and then another Kohen would throw it on the Mizbeach. But our Kohen Mashmir, the Kohen Gadol made a smicha, even after Shechita. So Marin says, Om Rabbayo, Hosa Mishom Kfoyde, the Kohen Gadol. I tell you over here, it wasn't the real mitzvah smicha. Havad, after Shechita is no more mitzvah smicha. Here was just a Mishom Kfoyde, the Kohen Gadol, they acted this way. But it was not really a real smicha. A real smicha is only mechayim and not liyachas shchita. Yehadrin alecha shtei midas. Now the Mishnah says, shtei halechem. The shtei halechem that was brought on Shavuos, niloy shreif achas achas. They had to work with it like need each lechem separately. V'nefes achas achas also was baked, each one separately at the tanner. You only put one in the tanner at a time. Lechem aponim, the 12 lechem aponim that was baked for every Shabbos, the same thing that would be needed each challah by itself. But for nefes, shtayim shtayim, when they put it into the tanner to be baked, they would bake two at a time. Uvitfus hoye oisin oisin, hoye ois oisin. They would make it in the form. So therefore, kishuroidin, when they would take it down, kishuroidin, when they would take them off from the oven, noisin uvitfus, they put into another of pin, another form. Kadesh lo yiskalkul, in order that it should not break. Like we'll see in the Gemara, there were three forms for the lechem upon them, three different pins it went into. Now the Gemara says, Minoh hanemili, how do we know this yisoid? Minoh hanemili, that you have to have the lechem upon them, each one works separately. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Shnei esroinim yiachala. Each challah but lechem upon them has to be two esroinim. So, yeah, hachalo achas, the Pasuk says. So it says, lashon of hachalo ho achas. So we dash from Malam, and it comes to teach us, sheni loishas achas achas, that you would need each one separately. Minayin, how do we know to say, sha'af shtei halechem kach, even by the shtei halechem, most was the same way, you would have to need each one separately. Tam lem, it says the word, yiyah, shnei asreinim yiyah. Minayin, how do I know to say, Shafiyoson Shtaim Shtaim? How do we know to say when you used to bake the lechem upon him, you would bake two at a time? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Vesamta Oisam. Put them, Oisam Ashmetu, put two at a time in the oven. Yochel is, I would have thought to say, Av Shtei Lechem Kain. Maybe by the Shtei Lechem, what's the same thing? You should bake both of them together. Talmudim, it says, Oisam, it says over here Lechem upon him oisam, as if to say only here you bake two together, and not by the shtei lechem. So where's the question? Hi oisam, ho afikta, we need a legufa to teach us that by the lechem upon you bake two at a time. How do we know to say lafuke comes to exclude the shtei lechem? Maybe the shtei lechem also was baked both at a time. So Mar says, no, it came if so, lein mikor, the pasuk should say, v'samtem. My v'samto, what's lashon of v'samto oisom? It should have said in one word, v'samtom. What's lashon of v'samto oisom? Two words. Shamet mino tatem. Here we hear two things. That first of all, the lechem aponim is baked two together. And also the shtei lechem is not, there you bake each one separately. Turn around, look at the price like this. The pasuk says, v'samto oisom. So we say it means b'defus. You have to put it inside a pan. And the locker was shloisha defusim heim. There were three different pans they had there when they baked the lechem upon him. Nois no l'defus v'yadayin hi betzek. They would put like the dough in a form, in a defus. Okim in defus hoyin l'betaner. Then there was a second defus in the oven itself. They used to take this dough and then put it into the defus in the oven. When they would take it out of the oven, they put into another defus, another pan that has the form of the lechem upon him. And the reason is, kadesh loitis kalkal, that the challah should not break later. So it used to always be in a form. The question is though, v'lehedril defus kama, what do you have to have a third one for? When you take it out of the first one and put it into the oven, so when you take it out of the oven, put it back into the first one again. So Gemara says no. Kivun v'yofalo nafcha. Once they baked it in the oven, it became bigger. So now that it's bigger, it doesn't fit into the first one anymore. Therefore, you have to have a third one after the oven. They put it into another one that was big enough to take it now. Itma, we'll learn like this. Lechem aponim keitzer oisin. How did they make lechem aponim? What form did it have? Keitzer oisin oisin. What's the machlokes?